Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So you might be bombarded with teeth whitening ads across your social media, but do those kits work or could they be potentially dangerous? Dr. Caroline Robbins, owner of Kiwi Dental, joins us now. Caroline, what are the do's and don'ts when it comes to if you do want to whiten your teeth?
I think the most obvious do is just simply go and see your dentist and get your teeth checked. No two people are alike. Bleaching is, if done properly, is a really, you know, is a really great thing to brighten and whiten your teeth. It can be relatively safe, but it needs to be done under a supervised way of going about it. Like in Ireland, bleaching of teeth is heavily regulated. As a dentist, I am only allowed to use products up to a certain percentage. We used to be able to use above that, but you know, products perhaps online being bought, as you may have seen in the BBC documentary, from the boot of a car or from someone's house, isn't regulated. And at the end of the day, the peroxide based product that you do use is a chemical, and if it's in a high percentage, it can really do damage. It can burn your gums, which can be very severe. It's incredibly painful. So, you know, that's dangerous on that end. You go to the other end, perhaps across-the-counter products. Again, they're legislated about what percentage of peroxide and bleach they can pop in, and it's very low. It's not really that effective, and sometimes you don't know what the ingredients are. So I suppose I would say, you know, out there, there is PRSI out there. Most people forget. They, you know, the most self-employed, those in employment, students that are working part-time, even farmers, will be eligible for PRSI, you know, and in the country, only about a third of the people avail of that. That's a free exam. Just go and see your dentist. You know, you're under no obligation.
So is the advice very straightforward? Do not buy stuff online.
Just buyer beware. You just do not know what you're buying. And if it is a chemical and it is a bleach that we're using and high levels, it's dangerous. So you're going to run the gauntlet of chemical burns to your gum or incredibly, incredibly painful teeth. And if patients are not seeing their dentist and they have undiagnosed dental disease, decay, gum disease and things like that can be incredibly detrimental.
Okay.
So just go and get your teeth checked.
One quick question has come in from a listener by text. What's the effect on teeth whitening products on implants? This listener says, I believe they can discolour them. Is that the case?
No, because an implant is a solid, it's porcelain. So it might take a bit of the surface colour, brighten it up. But, you know, to bleach your teeth is drawing bleach into the tooth. It's brightening the second layer of tooth structure, which is called dentine. That's the next layer under enamel, because that's what's yellow. So that's what you brighten to make your teeth look brighter. So an implant is porcelain. That's a solid glass-like fired product. It's fake. It's not going to change colour.
Just very lastly,
but your teeth will change colour. So then that might make your implant not match your teeth.
Different.
So that could be what they're saying.
Whatever happened to just brushing your teeth?
Yeah, good question. No, brushing your teeth in good health is good. But at the end of the day, look, people are looking for these beautiful white pearly smiles.
And some of them look a bit too white, though, don't they?
Oh, completely. I mean, bleaching, your teeth can only go to a certain shade of white. Above that is unnatural, and that's unfortunately what you're seeing all around on social media, on, you know, teeth and people travelling to get these veneers and crowns. But bleaching gives a lovely, you know, done well, and teeth nice and teeth that are good for it, nice brightening across all your teeth with no invasive treatment needed.
Okay.
You know, it can be a nice, healthy way to do things.
Dr. Caroline Robbins, owner of Kiwi Dental, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.